This is VOA News via remote. I'm Marissa Melton. Israel pummeled Gaza City with airstrikes early Monday as violence in the region entered its second week. The Israeli military said its targets included tunnels used by Hamas, the militant group that rules Gaza. Israel said it also targeted homes belonging to several Hamas commanders. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken called on Hamas and other militant groups in Gaza to end rocket attacks against Israel immediately. He also said Monday that Israel has a right to defend itself, but it must avoid civilian casualties. Monday's violence followed comments Sunday by Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who said on U.S. television that he was not planning any immediate end to deadly airstrikes on Gaza. He spoke the same day that Israeli jet fighters flattened three buildings and killed at least 42 people. It was the deadliest single attack in the latest round of violence between Israel and Hamas. The European Union says it will redouble its efforts to end the violence between the Israeli military and Palestinian militants. It plans to seek progress during a special meeting of its foreign ministers on Tuesday. The EU called the weekend destruction of a building housing major international media extremely worrying and said safe working conditions for journalists are essential. German Chancellor Angela Merkel spoke Monday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about the current escalation in the Mideast conflict. She emphasized Germany's solidarity with Israel and the country's right to self-defense. She condemned the continued rocket attacks from Gaza into Israeli areas and voiced her hope for a swift end to the fighting in light of the loss of civilian life on both sides. This is VOA News. France announced Monday that it will grant Sudan a $1.5 billion loan to help the North African country pay off its debt to the International Monetary Fund. Finance Minister Bruno Le Maire made the announcement in Paris at the start of an international summit hosted by President Emmanuel Macron. The loan aimed at helping Sudan erase its total external debt to $50 billion and attract foreign investment to rebuild its economy. Sudan's economy was shattered by decades of autocratic rule of former President Omar al-Bashir. Al-Bashir was ousted in 2019 by the military after a popular uprising, and his regime was replaced with a transitional civilian military council. President Joe Biden said Monday that the U.S. will be sending 20 million more doses of its COVID-19 vaccines abroad by the end of June. For the first time, the overseas shipment will include leftover vaccine doses that were authorized for use inside the United States now that supply of the vaccine has caught up with U.S. demand. Those doses from Pfizer, Moderna, and Johnson & Johnson will be added to 60 million AstraZeneca doses that the Biden administration had already slated for other countries. So far, the U.S. has shared only about 4.5 million doses of AstraZeneca vaccine with its neighbors, Canada and Mexico. Britain lifted many of its coronavirus restrictions, lockdown restrictions on Monday as infection rates in that country fall to their lowest level since August. Many families are now able to meet indoors for the first time in months, as the new rules allow gatherings of up to six people inside private homes. Pubs, restaurants, theaters, casinos, and art galleries have also opened their doors to allow customers inside for the first time in a year. German Health Minister Jens Spahn announced Monday the nation would end its COVID-19 vaccination prioritizing and open inoculations to all adults who want them starting June the 7th. He said by the end of the month, he expects about 40% of all people in Germany to have received at least one shot, and everyone in Germany who wants to be inoculated, Spahn said, would have access to shots by the end of the summer. And doubts are mounting about the efficacy of Russia's Sputnik vaccine. Drug regulators in the Czech Republic and in Brazil have withheld approval, and their counterparts in Slovakia have also expressed doubts. European Union regulators are still assessing Sputnik for its effectiveness and safety. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton, VOA News.